Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In depth, why soccer hasn't graduated in China. Published in Caixin Global on January 20th, 2023. Written by Wang Bowen and Kelly Wang. Read for you by Ryan Cunningham. It has been 2 decades since China qualified for the World Cup. 14 years ago, the country launched a campaign to develop a new generation of players, investing billions of dollars in youth soccer. It's about time that drive started bearing fruit, but a lack of commitment on the ground and butting heads in Beijing have caused much of the efforts to fall by the wayside. Last July, Wang Dengfeng, an education ministry official responsible for the development of the sport on campus, said 55 million students in China were participating in soccer activities, which accounts for roughly 1/6 of China's total student population. 1 month later, Wang came under investigation for graft amid re-emerging soccer fraud scandals after serving as the head of the education ministry's Department of Physical, Health, and Arts Education for more than a decade. Wang's wrongdoings were not specified, but coaches and industry experts told Caixin that many of the tens of thousands of so-called soccer-oriented schools lacked commitment to the sport, with some not even having coaches. A coach at a middle school in the southern province of Guangdong said he was joined by math teachers when participating in national training programs for coaches, while another one in central China's Hunan province recalled seeing participants come in suits and leather shoes at overseas training sessions. They were surprised to know that they had to do actual training, and the foreign coaches were also shocked that we sent teachers who couldn't play soccer, the coach in Hunan said. The Chinese Football Association, CFA, the governing body of professional soccer in China, was founded in 1955 and has been a member of FIFA since 1980. It was not until 1992 when the CFA launched a market-oriented reform and began to create a professional soccer league. The Chinese Super League now has 18 competing teams, and the top ones also compete in the Asian Champions League, AFC. In an effort to encourage recruitment of young talent in the league, the CFA also requires that every team must have at least the same number of domestic players under the age of 23 in its starting lineup as foreign players. That increase from a minimum of 1 was made in 2017. China's men's national team ranked 80 in FIFA's list of 211 competing countries this year. It peaked in 1998 at 37th place. Beijing hoped to use extensive student participation to form a large base of keen soccer players, which would help pave the way for the country to become a global contender in sports. But after years of huge investment in the sport, experts say the development method has put political and economic interests before children's interests, and they are calling for new ways to cultivate talent. Where did the money go? When the National Youth Campus Football Work Leadership Group was officially launched in 2009, the General Administration of Sports, GAS, pulled 40 million yuan, $6 million, from the sports lottery fund to be an activity fund for campus soccer. It later increased to a total of 56 million yuan per year in 2013. In the following years, the Ministry of Education gradually took over the task of promoting youth soccer in schools. Between 2015 and 2017, it invested 648 million yuan in development, which spurred an additional almost 20 billion yuan of specialized funding from provincial, city, district-level governments, Wang said in a press conference in 2018 on behalf of the ministry. But the money was mostly used for infrastructure, with around 50,000 soccer fields built in the 3-year period. In the 8 years from 2014 to 2022, the number of specialized soccer schools grew sixfold to 30,000. Fang Yuan, a scholar within the campus soccer system, participated in field research at hundreds of these schools, and he told Cai Xin that it'd be nice if 1/10 of the schools are seriously carrying out soccer activities on campus. Many schools just want the name specialized school to bring in funding. He also found that the soccer-oriented schools in some town and county-level regions were using their newly built soccer fields as running grounds and the soccer equipment as mere decoration, given that they had no coach. A 2015 survey conducted by the National Institute of Educational Sciences showed that 91% of school principals and 68% of physical education, PE, teachers believed that the lack of professional PE teachers was the primary factor holding back the development of soccer on campus. The survey also found a serious shortage of advanced coaches at some soccer-oriented schools. Gap between education and sports. There is a wide gap between education and soccer as anything more than a pastime in Chinese society. Social norms that value a college education over a soccer career are keeping campus soccer disconnected from the country's professional system. In an online video about soccer-oriented schools in Bijie, Guizhou province, soccer coach Yang Wenxu said parents and school officials focused more on what the students could do upon graduation instead of what they learned through 3 years of soccer training. There are a lack of channels for advancement and platforms for students to be recognized and gain approval following their practices, as there are no matches above the district level there, the school principal, Wang Jinxin, said in the video, published June 2020. In China, education and sports departments have fundamentally different approaches to youth soccer. The education body focuses on students' health and fitness and access to colleges, while the sports bureau is responsible for the professional leagues and national teams' competition results. Currently, the campus soccer program is run by the education ministry and the professional leagues under the GAS. They run their own separate registration, development, and competition systems. Teams from the two systems rarely get a chance to play against each other. No matter for national honor or educational purposes, they are manually tying political and economic interests to campus soccer development, a professor at the China Football College of Beijing Sport University said. The more administrative forces involved, the more complicated and distorted the game will be. Love for the game. China has relied on a model that mobilizes national resources to scout young talents and train athletes at government-funded sports schools, primarily for winning in international competitions. The country dominated the Beijing 2008 Olympics, thanks to this so-called whole nation system. But experts have suggested that this approach doesn't chime with developing campus soccer, which requires a model that should cultivate interest among youth players. Zhang Lu, a member of the Campus Soccer Expert Committee of the Ministry of Education, said, "Campus soccer should be making children fall in love with soccer. But the current system attaches too much importance to other purposes. What most families care about remains to be whether their children can go to college," a vice president at a city-level football association told Cai Xin. Soccer and related athletic certificates gained through winning competitions have become a bonus and supplemental achievement for students going through different levels of education. This result-driven environment has resulted in a market of buying and selling athletic certificates and prompted soccer fraud scandals in campus soccer. Fang said some parents would pay coaches before a match to ensure the game result. On the other hand, the relentless competitive atmosphere could eclipse children's enthusiasm for the sport at a young age. Some specialized school teams require 10 practices a week for the players, 1 hour in the morning and 2 to 3 hours in the afternoon, in addition to normal classes, said Fang. In June 2017, during a meeting with FIFA President Gianni Infantino, President Xi Jinping said, "The essence of soccer lies not only in competition, but, more importantly, in enhancing people's health and cultivating people's patriotism, collectivism, and the spirit of indomitable struggle." But the reality is that, for society, the biggest charm of sports still lies in competition, said Fang,